Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kufnun, and today we're going to talk about the sugya of Amira La'akum, about asking a non-Jew to do something that is usur for me. We'll focus on Shabbos. Amir La'akum applies outside of Shabbos as well. We discussed it a little bit back on Taf Kuf Yud when we discussed this topic of Sirus and whether Amir La'akum applies in that case on Kuf Yud Amabez, the topic of Sirus. But either way, today we'll talk about Amir La'akum when it comes to Melech HaShabbos. So the Mishnah tells us here on Taf Kuf Nun Amar Aleph, Lo Yiskar Adam Paul and B'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to hire out workers in the regular way on Shabbos. Rashi quotes, Dichsiv Mimso Cheftzacha. It's a violation of being involved in your own activities, right? That's, you're supposed to be involved in Shabbos activities and not your own activities. V'lo yomar adam l'chaveiro l'skar lo pohlim. And you're not allowed to ask your friend to hire out workers, right? Not only can you not do it yourself, you can ask your friend to do it. And that's what Rashi says, right? That's pashut. You can't do a malacha. You can't ask your friend to do a malacha. Just to read the Rashi, it's not our topic now, but Rashi says, b'gemara parak shita. Kivan duhu aser, chaveir nami aser, d'ha yisrael hu, v'hasholcho, over Mishum, Lifnei Iver, Lo Tzitein Mechshol. You violate Lifnei Iver. If you do a malacha, it's the Aveira. If you ask your friend to do an Aveira, so that is Lifnei Iver. So what does the Gemara mean? That's what the Gemara says. Maishnu, Maishna Chaveiro, Amar Papa Chaver Nachri. It's talking about a non-Jewish friend. And therefore, you can't do the malacha. You also cannot ask your friend to do the malacha, says the Gemara. That's also obvious. Maskav Laravashi, Amir Lanachri Shvus. Amir L'Nachri is also Osir. This is a Durabanan. Shvus. So what's the Mishnah telling me that you're not allowed to ask a goy? Of course you're not allowed to ask a goy. We know that. Rashi, V'kfar Satme Rebbe L'mastis. And Rebbe already told us back earlier, Nachri Shebat L'chabos Ein Omrim Lo Kabei. Remember that Mishnah that we had back on Daf Kuf, Chaf, Aleph, Amid, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said that if a goy does a malacha, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Well, two things. Number one, you can't ask him to do a malacha, and you can't benefit. That was the Mishnah at the end of Parakol Kisvei. Nachri Shabbat L'chabos Ein Omrim Lo Kabei V'Altachabeh B'Bnei She'Ein Shvisaso Aleihen. Ein Omrim Lo. You don't have to tell him Kabei V'Altachabeh, but you're not allowed to have him do a malacha for you. So that's what Rashi says. What would be the chiddush, you're not allowed to tell him to extinguish for you. So that's what the Gemara says. It must be El Amar Avashi, Afilu Tei Mechaver Yisrael. So it's a different ukimta based on Yisrael. But the Gemara here says Amir La'akum Shvus. So Amir La'akum is an Isser Durabanan on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to do malacha. My workers are not allowed to do malacha for me. Jewish workers, even Daraisa, Va'avdacha, Va'masecha, my animals are not allowed to do malacha for me on Shabbos, but a goy to do a malacha for me, that is an Isser Drabana, that's Shvus. The Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni Ashas discusses that there are some Rishonim that say that Amir La'akum is an Isser Daraisa. Right? The Yireim holds that Amir La'akum is an Isser Daraisa. The Smag holds that Amir La'akum is an Isser Daraisa. How do they read this Gemara? And if you look at the Psukim and the Medrash, it seems like, Pashas, that it could be read as a Daraisa. The Pasuk says in Shmos, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tezayin, Kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Bohem. Lo Ye'aseh, it shall not be done. Not that you shall not do it, it shall not be done. So that could include anyone doing it. And the Mechilta says on that Pasuk, in the Mechilta Rabbi Yishmael, Halamadata, V'kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Bohem, Lo Sa'aseh Ata, V'lo Ye'aseh Chavercha, V'lo Ye'aseh Goy Malachtecha. Devarav Yoshia. So the Mechilta says, included in Malacha should not be done, Lo Ye'aseh Bohem. And the Smag in Lav Ayin He says, V'lasha Lo Ye'aseh HaKasav BaTorah Mochiach Sasu Drasha Gemura. So he asked Rabbi Yosef Engel in our Gemara, how do these be shown and read this Gemara? Our Gemara says, Beferish Amir La'akim Shvus. And the Rabban says in Beferish that that's what we paskin. The Rabban on that pasuk in Shvos in Yud Beis Tazayin quotes Rashi, Lo Yaseh. Rashi seems to say, Pirish Rashi, Afilo Adi Acherim. So who are the Acherim that Rashi is talking about? That's what Rabban says. If it's talking about Jews, then it's obvious. They're included in the Iker Din. And if it's non-Jews, it's not Daraisa. V'lo Avinos Yizeh. Shem Acherim O'elu Yisrael, Heimatzman Muzar and Aleha. Ve'in Ani Muzhar Bimalachti, Shalote Asal Yado. Elish im mat e oso ba asur musar ale bishul lefnei iver lo sitim echsho. Bim malachta bim oso atzmo. So if it's talking about Jews, then they're musuva themselves. Vim achirim halalu goyim ein anu musarim batora malacha shol goy klal. Lo biyatav lo bishabish. Elish yesh ba shvus mi divrehem. Im ha amira shalanu. So this is the Rabbanan. Kamo sha'am rabbi yulag goy shvus. What does he quote? Shabbos kufnu naman alef. He quotes our Gemara. V'zed davar mevur be Gemara. That's clear. The Rabban says that our Gemara is what proves it. You have to read the Medrash in light of the Gemara. He quotes the Mechilta that we just said, but he says, "Ubavanda he asmachto bialma shebo lasor mi divrehem amira b'malecha shalanu v'samchu osa l'mikra zeh ava malechas hagoy b'shalo mutter." Right, and therefore that is the Rabban. But again, says the Rabban says that Medrash must be read in light of our Gemara. So again, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, so how do these Rishonim read our Gemara? So he says, it depends. If a guy does malacha for himself with his own stuff, and then all of a sudden is going to give it to a Jew, or he does malacha with a Jew's stuff for a Jew, the latter is going to be Daraisa. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says, there's no problem. He quotes the Urayim. But the difference between a non-Jew doing malacha with my stuff and a non-Jew doing malacha with his stuff, so he says maybe that's the difference between the two. Either way, we paskin that Amir La'akam is a shvus like the pashas of our Gemara in Issa Drabanan, and let us see exactly how to understand this topic. So the Gemara says that there is Amir La'akam Shvus. How do we understand that? There are three ideas in the Rishonim how to understand Amir La'akam. So if you look in Rashi, not Rashi here, but Rashi in a couple of daf from now, Rashi on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about there the beginning of Perak Misha Hekshech. Somebody has a walking and he is outside the Tchum. What does he do with his wallet? Nosin Kisa L'Nachri. He gives it to a guy. So he asks the Gemara, how could you do that? My time is Sharele L'Rabbanan, L'Mesav Kisa L'Nachri, Rashi, Harehu Shlucho, Lisa Ena B'Shabbos. He's a Shliach. Wow, you're a Shliach? How could you be a Shliach? Shlichus Goyim are included in Shlichus. So this is an example of, there's a Gemara B'Metzia like this also, around Ayin Aleph or so, Ye Shlichus La'akum L'Chumra. There's shlichus for an akum l'chumras. Therefore, if a guy does malacha v'yot Shabbos, it's kilu, you're doing malacha. That is shlichus. That's what the Ran says also. And also, the Sfas Emes emphasizes that in his commentary here. I'll read the lashon of the Sfas Emes there at the beginning of Perek Misha Hekshech. V'nir lani is daiti after quoting Rashi. De'en kavanas Rashi zalios osur min ha-Torah. Kamosha osa ba'atzmo mitam shlichus. Tehu kamoso. D'yemkein kasha tuva. Chada ha'ein shlichus l'nachri. Ulerova poskim afil l'chumra ein shlichus. Right, even though mid'araisa l'chumra. V'odim haya isur d'araisa. Imkein may amrina l'kaman da'akum odif mi chamor. T'b'chamor mitzuva ashivisaso v'lo ba'at. Akum. But according to this, Haba Akum Garatve, Tavi Kamoso, Vashvi says Asma Pshita de Mitsufa, Ube Emes Kaimalon, Ain Shlech and Varavera. So for many reasons, it can't be that it's going to be Daraisa. So it must be Ube Emes, Yeshlama de Rashi Zal Sover, de Goy, de Labar, Chiyuva, Yeshlech and Varavera Gamkein. There is a Shlech and Varavera when it comes to the Goy. But either way, it must be the Rabbanan. He ends off. Nearly as Daiti. But either way, that is idea number one for Amir La'akum, Shlichus Drabanan L'chumra, according to Rashi, according to the Ran. If you look in Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Rashi has a very different shot. There in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezvav and Aleph, Rashi says, Also, Yisrael Lomar La'akum Aseli Kach Zeu Mishum Mimso Chefzecha V'Davar Davar. Right, Dibur Asr. That's the Ishayo, the Pasuk in Ishayo, that our Dibur is supposed to be different on Shabbos than it is on Yom Tov, and then it is on a weekday, and therefore it's a violation. If I ask a non-Jew to do malacha for me, that's a violation of a Dabar Dabar. So two different svaras. There are nafgaminas between these two svaras. If you look in the Rush back in the first parak, what happens if I arrange something before Shabbos? I'm going to tell a goy before Shabbos to do something for me on Shabbos. So that's a nafgamina. Meaning, according to Rashi, Dabar Dover, it's you would be mutter, because there's no Dabar Dover on Shabbos there. You're arranging it before Shabbos, you're not talking on Shabbos. But if it's an issue of Shlichus, that even if you don't say a word. But that is the issue that the Rush brings up in Aleph Tezvav, here in Meseches, earlier here in our Mesechta. Here it is Lamidvav, not Tesvav, but Lamidvav. So the Rush here says, Demechsi, Kiyosibo, Emishalcha Nigros, Bianachri, Be'er Shabbos, Bidalvehe Mutter, Hainam, Yishu, Demechsi, Kishlucho, Shal Yisrael. The Dafka, Be'er Shabbos, Mechsi, Omer, Lo, Shilach, Lamacher, Bishlichuso, Vemir, Lamachri, Shuasa, Filo, Mamer, Lo, Me'er Shabbos, Asay, Ze, Bishabbos. That is also a problem, but Pashas, that would only be a problem if you say, Svara of Shlichus. But if you say the issue of Adabra Davar, so then that would not be a problem. That is one nafgamina for the, between these Svaras. Another nafgamina could be the Ron brings up, what about the opposite? What about asking on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos? That could be the opposite. So Memso Chefzacha, it's a problem, because you're dealing with this on Shabbos, the Dibur. But if it's Shlichus, the Malacha is not being done until after Shabbos, so there's no problem of shlichus there. So that would be two nafkaminas between the two Kilos Yaakov in Masechet Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos talks about these two nafkaminas. There is a third idea. There is a third idea of the in this regard of Amir La'akam, not just shlichus l'chumra Rashi and Shabbos and Iran, not just mimso chepsach avadabra davar like Rashi in Avodah Zarah Tesvav, but the Rambam. The Rambam says, Aser lomar lagoy, la'asos lona malacha b'shabbos. Af al pi she'eino mitzuvah ala Shabbos. The goy is not allowed to, not mitzuvah on Shabbos. He's not even allowed to keep Shabbos. V'yaf al pi she'omar lo mikodem ha-Shabbos. Even if you tell him before Shabbos. V'yaf al pi she'eino tzorach losa malacha elachar Shabbos. You only need it after Shabbos. V'davar zeh osu midivrei sofrim. K'dei shalote Shabbos kala be'nehem. V'yavo la'asos Ba'atzman. If you're able to ask a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, then Shabbos will be lighter in your eyes, and maybe you'll eventually come to do the malacha yourself. So it's a gzeira mishum malacha. Gzeira mishum malacha. That is the Rambam. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva. The Rambam is adding. He's not arguing on Rashi. He's adding to Rashi. Radvaz, the chelik bei simen tafresh pei dalid. He was asked, could you ask a guy on Shabbos to do malacha for you on Sunday? Right? So if that's the case, then the Rambam svara wouldn't be a problem. Would it be a problem of gzeira? But the Radvaz says it's still a problem. Lo yadati makom l'she'elazu. Di'ika tzorach mitzvah. What's the shaila? If it's l'tzorach mitzvah that you're asking him to do something for you on Sunday, you're asking on Shabbos for Sunday, I feel he's almost a lomar l'asim malacha l'machar. Even to a Jew, you could ask to do a malacha for me l'tzorach mitzvah tomorrow. Kidetanya va'omer lo leich l'machar l'machar ploni. V'im lo matzad l'machar ploni, leich l'machar ploni. V'im lo matzad l'mamana kach l'matayim. V'im lo matzad l'mamana kach l'matayim. Chefzecha asurin chefze shemayim mutarim. So if it's l'tzorach mitzvah, then for sure it's mutar even to a Jew. V'im ein bo tzorach mitzvah, chefzecha heinu pshita da asur lomar afi l'akam. And if it's not a mitzvah, then for sure it's asur. So what's the issue? Umash lo kasav harav zal din zeb aperek shishi gabi amira. Why doesn't the Rambam quote this? Levi she'eino men Hashem. Tahasa ma'iri shomer la'akam lasuz malacha bishabbos. V'yamir la'akam ki hai havi shvus. Aval la'omer la'akam lasuz malacha l'machar. Ein tam yisur mishum shvus el mishum mimsoch hefzecha. And therefore the Rambam would agree to that reason also to be inclusive. So that is, these are some of the background svaras and reasons for Amira La'akam. The rules of Amira La'akam, we don't have time to go deeply into it, but the halacha is machalik between direct benefit and either indirect or additional benefit. Direct benefit is usur. Doesn't matter if you hint, doesn't matter if you, well, what you're doing, you're not allowed to just get direct benefit. So if you're in a dark room, and you want the guy to turn on the light, you can even say, describe it. It's very dark in here. He turns on the light, you have to leave the room. That's direct benefit. Benefit that you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing without his doing it. He did it for you, and therefore it's a problem. If a guy cooks for you, if a guy turns on the light for you, that is usser. Right? The Shmir Shabbat says in Perek Lamed, Vim ein bechlal or becheder, usser lehanos min ha'or shilak hanachri bechal ofan. Even if you don't ask him, he just does it because he sees you need it. Mi belisha ramzul alasos kechar, belishum or efshal eros klal. The nimsa hayehudi nehene hanaa yeshira umamashis mipulas anachri. If a Jew gets direct, tangible benefit from the action of a goy, that's usher. Direct benefit from a goy is usher on Shabbos. Dover says usher afilu welcome mitzvah. Kolomer gam kedei lafshel lo motora o lehis palel. That is usur. So what's mutter? Where do you get to the step one of being mutter, and then you have to get to how do you get him to do it? Only if it's indirect or additional. What is indirect? If he removes a problem, he turns off a light so you could sleep. You want to go to sleep, but the light's on. So then, if a guy turns off the light, so then that is not giving direct benefit. Is where you can't read. He turns on the light. That's called direct benefit. Removing a light, so that you're not removing darkness when you turn on the light. You're turning on the light. You're adding light. But turning off a light is removing the problem of what's not letting you sleep. And that's why turning off a light would be considered indirect, and that would be mutter to get benefit from that case, as long as, right, the other conditions are met. And Yishner Beveis Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Vav, Uba Inu Yehudi Vidlik Ner Acher, Mutter L'shtamish La'oro Ba'od Ner Rishon Dolek. You could use it, because that's going to be the second point, which we'll get to in a second. So number one, it could be indirect, and number two, it could be additional. Additional. Let's say the light's on already in your room, but it's a little difficult to read. But, you know, you could make do, but then he gets in more light. That's okay. That's additional benefit. Even, that can be the same as far for the first case. You can sleep with the light on. He's just making it easier for you. So you can't read a book if it's pitch black. So that's why that's a problem. But if it's, again, either indirect or additional, he made it easier for you, so then it would be a case where you can get benefit. One other point, if obviously he did it for himself, that also is a mutter. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, based on those Mishnayos we had earlier in Reish Ayin Vav Aleph, Eino Yehudi Shidlak Asaner Bishul Yisrael Asar Lakol. Afilu L'misha Lohudlik Bishvilo. If a non-Jew does a malacha for a Jew, that's Asar. Even for a different Jew. But if he did something for himself, so then it would be mutter. Aval himliko litzarcho o litzarech chole Yisrael, which is also mutter. Afilo imbo sakana o litzarech ketanim duke chole sheimbo sakana mutter lechol Yisrael l'shtameish la'oro. So then it is a mutter. So that's direct and then indirect and additional. So indirect and additional is mutter. But now the question is, how do you get him to do it? How do you get him to do it? So you can't ask him straight out. That's a problem also. So direct benefit is usur, even if you don't even ask him to say a word to him. Indirect and additional are mutter to get benefit from if it's done in a, that's where, a hinting way, shalo b'derach tzivui. Right? Hinting, remiza shalo b'derach tzivui. What does that mean? Not mentioning the malacha at all. Right? You can't, not only can I say, please turn the light on. That would be a problem. Please turn the light off. But I shouldn't even say, it will be great if somebody turns the light off. Something like that. No. What he has to describe the reality. That's all. That's remiza shalo b'derach tzivui. I really have trouble sleeping while the light is on. Right? That's saying the reality. Saying the reality. I can't sleep. So that's remiza shalo b'derach tzivui. That's where the additional or indirect benefit would be okay. Again, there's a lot more here. There's the katzav shvus to shvus. How about a non-Jew doing an issa drabanan? So that's a double drabanan. So we would allow that in four circumstances. Four circumstances would be mutter shvus to shvus. So for number one, hefsed meruba. There's going to be a large financial loss. Then to ask a goy to do a drabanan to prevent the large financial loss, that would be mutter, because that is a shvus to shvus b'makom financial loss or b'makom mitzvah. There, b'makom mitzvah. Goy to do a drabanan b'makom mitzvah. Number three. So what about sarach rabim? Sarach rabim might be also l'shem mitzvah. What about sar gadol? Kavod abrios. These are all cases that are discussed. That a shvus to shvus b'makom. These cases. That would be mutter. That's what the Rambam says in Parak Vav of Hilcha Shabbos. Davar she'ino malacha ve'ino asur la'asos b'Shabbos ela mishum shvus mutter liyisrael omar legoy la'asos b'Shabbos shvus to shvus v'hu she'yia. What do you mean? To ask a guy to do a malacha for you is a drabanan, and the malacha that he's doing is an actual drabanan. That's mutter v'hu she'yia sham miksas choli oyet sarach ledavar tzorech harbe o mipnei mitzvah. Three cases. Tzorech chole, tzorech harbe, or mipnei mitzvah. Right, what is tzorech harbe? Mr. Burke quotes hefsed gadol. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, what's hefsed meruba? Right, it depends on who you are. Right, it's not an objective standard. It depends who you are. Again, there's many other related issues to shvus to shvus, b'makom something, that is a mutter. There are, again, other exceptions to the rule that we have relating to Amira La'akum, we have other kulas, we have Ben Ashmashes, or we paskin that Amira La'akum is mutter be Ben Ashmashes. If a woman is running late and it's already after Shkia and she wants to have candles lit, then the Shulchan Aruch says that one could ask a Nachri, mutter lomar, Shulchan Aruch, Shrei Samach Aleph, mutter lomar le'nu yudi Ben Ashmashes, lahavak ner l'tzarech Shabbos. Can ask. Magen Avraham has a famous comment. Maybe you could even make a bracha on that, but that is Bein Hashmashos or other kulas that are have psik resha. We paskim psik resha idei Amir La'akum. Could you ask a goy to open your fridge, even though you know the light's on? That's mutter. The light's going to go on, but you're not asking a goy to do a malacha. You're asking him to do a maisa that is usually mutter, right? To open the fridge. It has to be the lights on. So once the fridge is open, then you can take the stuff out. But psik resha idei Amir La'akum, it is mutter, or if you could ask, you want a light on in the room, so you ask a guy to bring you something from that room. But you know when the guy goes there, he's going to turn the light on. That's okay. Psikresha de Miralakum is mutter. There's also a big discussion in the postgame, Amira de Amira, asking a guy to ask another guy to do malacha. So that is a big machlokas apostgame, Bichavos Yoyer, the Abodas Hagershuni, and others. So that's a big question. Mechasashu discusses this in Shmos at the end of Simin Yurches. One final heter is Efshar Lasos Beheter. If you ask a guy to do something, and he could do it in a mutter way, you ask a guy to wash dishes on Shabbos, he could do it without hot water. He chooses to use hot water, that's his issue. Right? That's not something that you have to worry about. But again, it all starts with Amir La'akum, and one of the most important lines about Amir La'akum is here. Our Gemara, Amira La'akum Shvus, Kufnun Amid Aleph. We'll stop here.